Okay, in terms of statistics, okay, we found an experimental article a couple weeks ago, and most of them had statistics in it, okay? In single subject designs, you don't usually use statistics. The reason for that, you have to have means to do statistics, or at least a median. Well, two or three or four people, that doesn't make a mean. That doesn't make, you know, a median, middle score, you know, so you can't do statistics. So what you're trying to do here is you're looking at the results, okay? You want to show them visually. So you're going to have lots of graphs and charts and things to demonstrate. Here's the table of data. This is how it plots out. This is how they did across the sessions, okay? Now you can look at like the slope, and we'll see that in a few slides coming up. Measure the slope, which is rise over run, okay? So how much of a percent change over how many days, you can divide that out, it'll give you a percentage, okay? So you can do stuff like that, but it's not statistics. You're going to make multiple measurements of the dependent variable, okay? So the dependent variable might be number of words spoken in the session, or it might be MLU per session, okay? You're going to measure it many, many times. You're going to get it almost every session. In many cases, you do it every session, okay? And you'll get it under different experimental conditions. So you'll try this for four or five sessions and you'll see how they do. And then you will try it in a different way and see how that does, okay? So you want multiple measurements of the dependent variable. That's what's key. In an experimental study, you get one measurement. You go in, you have them do the test, and you're done, okay? So that's another difference between a single subject and a regular experimental design.